So let's just relax and breathe. Relax and breathe and remember that there is only light, only love, only peace, only grace. And just let your shoulders drop and get comfortable in your chair. Relaxing your feet and your ankles, your calves and your knees. Just breathing into your body and relaxing all the way up your legs into your pelvis. Relaxing your back and your belly. Relaxing and breathing, relaxing and breathing all the way up your back into your neck. Relaxing your shoulders and your arms and your hands, even your fingers and your fingertips. Just relaxing and relaxing, relaxing your face. Relaxing your cheeks and the muscles behind your eyes. Relaxing your scalp. Letting everything just melt into peace. Nowhere to be except right here, right now. Quiet, relaxed, and at peace. Breathing into the peace, breathing into the love, breathing into the light. And at the workshop on July 14th, Abraham said, "So if there's anything that Jerry wanted the world to understand, it's that it's okay. No matter what, it's okay." And so under all circumstances, we have this opportunity to relax into peace, to find the tranquility that exists at the center of all of the activity, to relax into the serenity and the calm and the quiet. Let our minds relax. Let our thoughts slow down just a little bit now. Having a little more space between the thoughts. Just watching the thoughts float by like fallen leaves going by on a river. Just watch each little leaf go by and smile at it. For it's just a leaf on a river. This thought and that thought and the other thought. Just letting our minds quiet and be peaceful like the flowing of the river. With all these little fallen leaves, it's fall, leaves are coming down, and they're floating by, and all is truly well. Jerry wanted to know that it's okay, and he wanted the world to understand that it's okay no matter what. It's okay. And so finding that place of peace, finding that place of peace within us, we let our minds relax, and then we let our hearts relax. We let our emotions relax. And we just seek that quiet contentment of this peaceful moment where we have the breath, we have the hum of the heating system, we have the ease within our bodies as we just sit in our chairs, finding the peace in our bodies and our minds, finding the peace in our hearts, just breathing and relaxing, finding that serenity within. It's all okay no matter what. It's all okay. Feeling the ease and flow. Abraham teaches that in every situation, our inner being lines us up with the best possible outcome, and that in every moment another door opens and another door opens and another door opens, and we just relax and trust and be peaceful and know that it's all okay no matter what. It's all okay. And so we find that ease now, that grace in our hearts and our beings. And I want to share something Abraham said at the Phoenix Workshop on the 1st of December. They were talking to a young man who sat down, and he was a very young man by his appearance, and he said, "Ever since I was young," and there was sudden laughter in the room because he was still very young, and Abraham said very dryly, "You just annoyed all the old people in the room." And that was so true. But then he went on to say, "I've always known that I'm here on the planet for a very, very big purpose. And I know that I am here to bring a lot of light to this world." And Abraham said, "We want to give you something that will help you right away. You're not here to bring light to the world. You are here to be light." There's a difference. Because when you decide you're going to bring light, you're looking around in dark corners. When you decide you're going to be light, you just be light, and everywhere you be, it's brighter. There's a big difference. Felt kind of good to talk about that, didn't it? It's helpful when those like us and those like you point people in the right direction. But it's really all that we can do. The feeling of it and finding the place of it is really an individual day-by-day, thought-by-thought, experience-by-experience gesture of alignment. So what does it mean to you to be the light? In Abraham speak, what does being the light mean? The guest said to be in alignment every day, all day, every moment. Abraham says, because then you're in alignment with what you're referring to as the clarity, the love, the knowing. So when you are in alignment with it, you are a vessel or a vortex through which it just flows. You are a conduit for the same. And if in a moment you are not being the light, what happens to the true source of the light? Does it disapparate? Is it disappointed in you? No. It just stands there beaming. That's what we are asking you to do. That's what we are asking all of you to do anyway. Just be the light, regardless of what it is you're looking at. Find a way to feel the best you can feel. So it's just a self-conversation, isn't it? The guest said, "My biggest want from this seems a little self-centered." And Abraham interrupted and said, "Good. It better be. If you're not selfish enough to want to be the light, we've got nothing for you. Because we be the light. Do you know we be the light? But we can't make you be the light. We can flash our light around. We can entertain with the light. We can feel the joy of the light. We can be the light, but we can't be the light for you. All we can do is shine it until you want it enough to tune yourself to it." And this young man who knows his job is to shine the light in the world said, "I'm scared shitless." And Abraham said, "About what? What could possibly go wrong?" And this young guest said, "I feel," and Abraham interrupted him again and said, "Here's why you're afraid. You are afraid, and this will soothe that. You know, one who bees the light doesn't need to worry about those who are in the dark, who aren't looking for the light. And those who are looking for it like it when they find it. Some don't want it yet, but they're not looking. Some are it and don't know it. You don't have to manage this with your mind. You just have to be the light." Yeah. When Jerry and Esther first began, they met us in Phoenix, and they were having a conversation like you are having here with someone else who was the light. And this person entity told them what you are understanding about yourself. And Jerry said, "Don't those people die horrible deaths?" Everyone in the room laughed. And Theo said, "Not all of them." And everyone in the room laughed again. And Abraham said, "But we understand what you're talking about. In other words, there are those who aren't ready for what you know, but they won't come to you. If you don't fixate on the problem, the solution will make its way to you. And this young guest said, "Why are there dark forces opposing the light in the world?" And Abraham said, "There aren't. There are just..." And then the guest interrupted Abraham and said, "Then why are we told that there are?" And Abraham said, "You're never told that by the light. You're only told that by someone who is frightened and in the darkness." The guest said, "Why is there suffering?" And Abraham said, "Because you misunderstand contrast, which is the whole point of this conversation today." The guest said, "I want to understand that darkness because I know I'm going to be a part of shining the light upon it." And Abraham said, "Well, Jesus said, turn the other cheek." And he meant, look toward the light. Do not push against the darkness. And then Abraham said dryly, "He did, however, die a horrible death." And everyone laughed again. And Abraham said, "But that was then, and this is now. And he is part of the light that shines. And when you feel it and know it, all those great teachers that have been before, at the beginnings of all religions, have access to you, all part of this family of teachers, not dividing into segments and saying, this is our religion and this is our religion, just all standing there in the light, allowing anyone who wants to come near it and be a part of it. You don't need to worry about anything." And the young man was feeling ever so much better at that point. And so I thought maybe we would just take the few minutes we have left of this meditation time and feel ourselves being the light in this room. And so what does it mean to be the light? To me, it means to simply relax into being who we truly are, because we are the light. That's what my license plate says on my car. You are light. We are the light. The song that inspired me to that license plate 25 years ago said, "You are light, yes you are, and that's the real you. You are light, yes you are, and that's the deepest truth." And when I heard those phrases, I resonated with them so powerfully. And I knew that for me, that was the deepest truth indeed. We are light. It's not a matter of being something that we're not or becoming something else. It's simply learning to recognize what we truly are already, relaxing into the knowing that all is well. As Jerry said, he wanted the world to understand that it's okay, no matter what. It's okay. All is well. We can rest in that knowing. We can trust. And Abraham tells us all the time that to have faith is simply to trust in the process, to know that our inner beings are ever orchestrating well-being for us, and to listen for our guidance in every situation, to look for the good that is unfolding here. For every situation is the beginning of yet another unfolding of well-being. And as we trust that and we look for that, that is what we find by law of attraction. So we get to choose what we focus on, to focus on the things that remind us that all is well, to focus on the beauty and the harmony and the peace, to focus on the life and the light and the love in every situation. It is so powerful to remember who we really are. We really are the light. And to be the light is to simply be the truth of our being, that we are the leading edge of non-physical thought. We are the love that is ever here for us from non-physical, expressing through our own personality in the physical. And we be the light by beaming our light, simply standing in our light as much as we can. And when we're not being it, to not beat up on ourselves, but simply to remember that we're accepting contrast as part of this human experience. And there is value in the contrast. As Abraham says, step one is the asking. And when we're flailing around in the question, we're doing step one magnificently. We are asking. And in that asking, the universe answers every single time and puts the solution in the vortex. And then we bring ourselves into alignment with that truth. It's a very simple formula. And our asking is done automatically from the contrast. So our job is to bring ourselves back into alignment, to find the thought that feels better, to allow the beauty and the well-being, the abundance, the health, the wholeness to flow in this situation and that one and that one and that one as we move through our days, finding our greatest ease as much as we can and trusting that when we're not there, it's all a part of the process. And that we're really cute when we're cranky, even to non-physical. That we are loved, even in those moments of despair or anger or grief or rage. We are always loved, supported, and supplied. I am so grateful to Abraham for reminding us of this truth, that the well-being is ever present, that we are always here, we are always in the love, and that there is great love here for us in every moment of every day, in all of time, in every atom of every place of all of space. There is nowhere we are not loved. There is nowhere we are separate from the divine love that is our inner being. All is well. As Jerry said, he wanted the world to understand that it's okay. No matter what, it's okay. So just breathe consciously and begin to move. As we come to the end of this time of simply settling into the peace and remembering to be the light, to know the love, to feel the truth. And when we don't, to know it's still all okay. And so it is.